2016, and this is Lager Than Life, a show that's dedicated to craft beer culture here in the San Fernando Valley. We're all about microbreweries, craft beer, and bars, and the people behind it. Once again, I'm your host, Dan DeLeon. Today on the show, I have one of the owners and proprietors of 818 Brewery, which is located there in Canoga Park, Brian Olson, also goes by Snuggles. Thanks for coming on the show today. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Kind of just for the benefit of the listeners, probably because there's a little curiosity, can you just give us a quick story on how the name Snuggles came about? Just real quick.
Well, yeah, we'll do it real quick and get back to the beer. Yeah. But well, it started. It was really something between me and Z. Started one late night at the bar. It was just me and him.
Z, the crazy hairy bar owner. Okay.
Yeah. Z of Crazy Harry's. And it was late one night. We're sitting around having a couple beers, and I'm talking about how much I've been working with Derek at the brewery, and we just haven't had much time to do anything else besides work and you know, not eating that good and not getting to the gym and starting to put on some pounds and
got this big
grizzly beard and, you know, and Z goes, you know what, man, I think you should just embrace the Snuggles, you know. He goes, I've been talking to, you know, I hear chit chat around the bar and a lot of the girls are like, you know, I like a little chubbier guy with a big beard. And
hey,
so
if the girls are with it, then you're about it. Okay.
That's where it came from.
And it stuck. Okay, sorry about that. So we just needed to get that out of the way. So, 818 Brewing. Go ahead and why don't you know, characterize the beer and your brewery and what you guys are doing over there.
Well, kind of take people back to the beginning. We started homebrewing back in June of 2012. Again, started at Crazy Harry's. Walked in as a commercial beer drinker. And the bartender says, nah, we're going to serve you some different stuff today. So started on our journey there, trying different beers and talking about brewing, and ended up taking a class over with the Maltose Falcons.
Where's that at?
That's off of Shoop. There's a home brew shop.
Oh, okay.
And they, for $5 or something like that, they sit you down in a group and you go over brewing and what it takes to brew.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. And you decide like, oh, I'll try this, or, oh, that's cool. That's how you do it.
And how long were those classes? Just like a one-time
thing? Oh, it was
just
a one-time.
Oh, okay. So,
and
cool.
And then from there, you buy a kit and go try it at home. So myself, Derek, and my brother-in-law, Mario, we brewed up a first batch in June of 2012.
And how was that first batch?
It came out drinkable. It was an extract kit, and the hardest time was waiting the 4 weeks for it to be ready. But then from that point forward, we kind of did some nonprofit donations and had people trying our beer, and people were digging it. And we kind of got into the route of like, well, maybe we should try this for real. So,
excellent. And then you guys have set up the brewery over there in Canoga Park. How'd that come about?
That was just to finally be able to sell.
Okay.
To legally sell to a bar, to sell to a store, you have to be a licensed brewery. So Derek and I decided let's move forward with it in about August of 2014. October 2014, the business was founded.
Oh, great.
And then from there, we started construction, and we were approved in August 18th of 2015.
Okay. So what makes A1A Brewing unique? That you guys do that probably isn't, you know, the norm for other people.
Yeah. I mean, every brewery, small breweries especially, have their own stories. Mm-hmm. And how they came about, where they came from. I would say one of our unique things is the way we're our model. Right now we're a three-barrel system. Any book you read tells you to not even open a brewery unless you're a seven-barrel.
Oh, okay.
So we're super small.
The nano brewery.
Yeah, nano brewery, no tasting room. And that's another thing that any book you read will say, you have to have a tasting room. But Derek and I have a plan that we've really talked over, and also, we're also making a blonde on a three-barrel system, which doesn't make sense.
Is that difficult? Why would that be difficult?
It's just a lower alcohol beer that usually on the smaller systems you do high alcohol, super creative beers.
Blonde is
just easy drinking beer.
So you say you have a three-barrel system at the brewery. How many batches of beer are you guys able to get it pump out?
At this point, we're double batching.
Okay.
Whenever we brew about three times a month. And that's just with our storage capacity and kegging is what we can do.
All right. So are you guys just concentrating on quality small batches at this time?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're doing. I mean, we're filling about, depending on the batch, we do about 14 to 20 kegs per batch. Okay. And we're getting them into spots throughout the valley, just getting people's opinions and getting places that are reordering and keeping us on tap consistently.
There you go. That's the goal. So I really dig the name, A1A Brewing. Definitely lets people know that you're from the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
Did you guys want to be identified, that you are from the San Fernando Valley? How did the name come about? And
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm born and raised Reseda. Derek's born and raised in Sylmar.
Derek, who's the other owner proprietor of 818, yeah, who's not here with us today.
Yeah, Derek's my cousin, and we both have full-time jobs during the day. And the nighttime is when we do our brewing. But yeah, just being from the Valley, Derek wrote in the very beginning, homebrew days, he wrote 818 Brewing on our booklet, like our okay. recipe booklet. And when we were talking about going legit, we were thinking of names, and we're like, there it is, 818 Brewing. It doesn't stand out anymore.
I mean, that's perfect, definitely perfect. Yeah. Let's talk about your beers. How do you guys come up with recipes for what you guys decided to brew?
All of our beers at this point have come from our homebrew side. So Valley Girl Blonde, that's our first beer, our flagship that we brewed all the way on the homebrew side. Matador Red is our next beer in line. Then we have Good Day IPA. We have a Baltic Porter. And then we have a Gravity Hill, which is a Belgian Strong.
And these would be considered your flagship beers?
Yeah.
And you guys have another one, you said, that was coming?
That's the Gravity Hill, which will be our Belgian Strong Ale.
And when can people anticipate that one?
The Belgian Strongs will be another, probably another 4 to 6 weeks. But this week, it's a pretty big week for us. We're releasing our IPA.
Oh, okay.
Good Day IPA. It's double IPA, 9.2%.
Ooh, sounds nice. Sounds good.
And our Baltic Porter, those are coming out.
Is there a process that you and Derek go through in deciding which beers you want to brew next?
Yeah, on the commercial side, now it's kind of by demand.
Oh.
We try to plan out like a 3-month schedule and brew according to what.
And what are you finding, which one of your beers is probably most popular out there right now that you're getting most demand for?
Both on the market right now is the Valley Girl Blonde and Matador Red, and they're about the same demand. They're like neck and neck.
Oh, okay. So you got to keep those batches going to meet those demands. Okay. One thing, I was doing some research on your website and also going back to how you guys were getting up and running. So something regarding the Founding Members Club. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. We started that April of last year.
Okay.
And, most breweries, when they open up, do some kind of either Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something to raise funds.
Okay.
And we decided that we wanted to have something that wouldn't be too much money, but we could develop a group of people that could support a local brewery.
And understand what you guys are trying to achieve there and your goals and, okay.
And also be involved kind of in the beginning, like when concrete's being cut, kind of see the brewery as it develops.
So how does one become a founding member with 818?
On our website, there's a link to an online store. There's a membership tab you click, and for $38.18, you get a member shirt. Your name goes on the wall, and you'll get a 22-ounce bomber of a special release.
Hey, there you go. Hey, I may have to go click on that link myself and check it out.
Yeah, there'll be a total of 818 members total. We're right around 400 right now.
Oh, so you're about halfway, so you guys are almost there?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Are you guys going to try to get a taste room going at some point, or is that what's the goal on that?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the process with that right now. We're waiting on our landlord to extend our lease to about 5 years, and then from there we'll start with the city permits. So we're looking at about 9 to 12 months.
Oh, okay. So there's the light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah. Looks,
I mean, that's pretty pretty close. What kind of beers do you like yourself? I mean, obviously you probably have an affinity and, bias towards your own beers and stuff like that. I mean, any beers, what do you like to drink on, even from Coors Light all the way to Sierra Nevada's craft beers. What do you prefer to drink yourself?
Right off the bat, I'll go with like a Vitas from Stefan.
Oh, yes.
So that was, I think, one of my first beers I had that out of the commercial beer category that went, oh, wow. Like, where's all these flavors coming from? and then past then, anything from Knee Deep Brewing, any other IPAs, is a pretty good pick for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't heard of that one myself. I'm more, I love the Vitas. I tried your Red, which I as you said, is very popular and I think it's just as great and everything. Well, with regards to the Valley here, as you can see that, craft beer is kind of taken off. You have San Fernando Brewing Company, McLeod Ale Brewing Company, Hand Brewed Beer, and you guys. What do you think about what's going on with craft beer here in the San Fernando Valley? Where do you think it could go and how it's developing now?
It's a pretty awesome time is the only way to really explain it. We've all been in touch for probably over 2 years.
Okay.
Of talking about the breweries and planning them and how to get them open. Everyone's been super helpful and collaborating.
I had heard that also you guys were a group of you from, the companies I just mentioned are actually going to be getting together to kind of discuss what's going on in the Valley. You want to kind of tell us about that, what's going on?
Yeah, in January we had our first joint tap takeover.
Okay.
We did, it was at Taps in Northridge, and it was Hand, McLeod, 818 in San Fernando, and we all had beers on tap, and we were all there hanging out.
Okay. And then you guys realized that you guys should probably kind of create like more of a community amongst yourselves to kind of help cross promote and push what's going on here in the Valley.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we have a Google Groups where we share information like, hey, does anybody have a good source for bottles or a good source for this or a good source for that?
Oh, that's great.
So we're just constantly sharing information. And then we're doing our second one on Wednesday, the 30th, at Surly Goat in Encino. So we'll all be on tap there again. It's a Meet the Brewers event. So anybody that's interested in Valley beer and...
The Surly Goat in Encino, you said, this Wednesday the 30th. Yeah. About what time is that going
to
start?
From about 7 to 11.
If you're here listening to this, folks, definitely try to get out there. If it gives you a good opportunity to sample, what the brewers and microbreweries are doing here in the Valley. So, I mean, that sounds like a definite go-to. With regards to... your company and what you guys are doing, do you guys actively try to find more places to get on tap, or is it, since you're doing concentrated quality batches, do you guys aren't able to be as many places as you'd like? Why don't you talk about that a little?
Yeah, as far as our production right now, as far as Blonde and Red, we're pretty much maxed out on where we can be.
Okay.
We've been lucky. I mean, the support that we've been shown from all the bars that we've gone into at this point and keeping us on tap and reordering has been huge. So with these new beers coming out, the IPA, the Porter, there's certain bars that will only want those beers.
Because their customer base is more akin to those type of flavors and what have you.
Yeah.
As we were talking, that you guys do the small batches and it's a nano brewery, which is a great idea. But as you start getting more demand and at some point may not be able to meet the demand, do you guys consider maybe probably expanding the brewery? I mean, from the 3-barrel system to the 7-barrel system, or is that something that talk about it?
Yeah. That's in our whole plan to design the brewery. I mean, I don't know how many different sheets Derek and I went through of layout and what size system to start with. But our main thing was to build out the brewery and do all the construction out front and be able to maybe double or triple in size without having to do more construction.
Is it just you and Derek doing everything?
Yeah.
So it's probably also being able to manage what your two people are able to do outside of having their full-time jobs and doing that. So
with a tasting room, we'll definitely need to increase it probably to that 7-barrel.
Okay, so we talked about some of the places that you guys are on tap at. Do you have a list of where else the people can find you?
Yeah, we're on tap at Crazy Harry's Bar in Winnetka.
Okay.
Schoonerville in Canoga Park, Taps in Northridge, The Bunker in Reseda, Lane 33 Bowling Alley in Winnetka, Instant Replay in Canoga Park, West End Tavern in Chatsworth, Witch's Brew in North Hills, The Pub on campus at CSUN, The Moose Lodge in San Fernando, and Caruso's Italian Restaurant in Sylmar.
Oh, you guys got a good number of places that you're out to, and then also you're going to be just this Thursday or Wednesday at the Shirley Goat in Encino, so you could definitely check it out there. What are some of the future goals for 818 Brewing?
Just keep coming out with great beers. This first quarter of this year, we were really focused on production and being efficient and getting more beer in the market. Now we're starting to look at some creative recipes and come up with some one-off stuff that the Nano Brewery lets us do, so we can be flexible, get a couple of varieties out there. So,
excellent. Well, anything else you want to tell us about the company at this time, or your brewing company, and let the listeners know?
We appreciate all the support from the founders, from all the bars. As the days go on, more people find out about us. So, keep drinking good beer, and if you like our stuff, keep drinking it.
Okay, so at this point, let's talk about what you think about some of the other companies and what they're doing here in the Valley along the lines of, like hand-brewed beer and McLeod and San Fernando Brewing. I think those three and you guys are now the only microbreweries that are in the Valley, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
What do you think about what they're doing?
It's great. I mean, each place has a different character and a different style and a different customer base. And the beers that McLeod started opening, just traditional, non-CO2 cask ales, they're starting to get into some different stuff now that they're able to distribute. Hand-brewed has some real creative recipes. They just are sizing up their system. They're opening up a tasting room. San Fernando goes into a market where the town really needed that, and their tasting room shows that. They go in there and people are supporting them, and there's each brewery has a sense of community that's different, which is really cool.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I think as well. Is like each one kind of creates its own situation with hand-brewed and their runs that they do on Wednesday, and then the food trucks that show up at San Fernando, and McLeod just being there in Van Nuys and kind of doing the traditional British ale. Kind of thinks that they're kind of giving craft beer here, the people here in the Valley, a wide taste of what craft beer could possibly be like and everything like that.
I think it kind of shows for the diversity of the Valley too.
Yeah, which is perfectly, what we need in this Valley at this time. Let me see.
Another thing to bring up, too, is we have LA Beer Week is coming up in June.
Okay, so tell us a little about that. What's going on?
It's LA Beer Week 8, so this is the 8th year. This will be our first time joining, but it will be all the breweries that are part of the LA County Brewers Guild.
Okay.
So it's check it out. It's LA Beer Week 8. They have a website. There's tickets to buy there. It's on June 18th.
Okay, that sounds exciting. It's definitely something that if you're really into craft beer, you should look at and go all around and check out what other craft beer is going on in Los Angeles, not just the Valley, since the Valley is kind of the redheaded stepchild of the craft beer in Los Angeles. But
call us the black sheep, but we're we have four right now, and we're going to make a dent here in the LA scene.
Well, I'm super excited for 818 Brewing. Any other shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody?
I'd like to say thanks to Mario over at California Print. It's also my brother-in-law. he prints all our merch, and he also helps out with the brewery a lot, too. And Meehan Consulting and OVC Electrical.
All right. Well, I just also want to kind of running out of time here, but also just want to kind of throw out some shout outs myself. I just kind of want to let you guys know Crazy Harry's Bar in Winnetka on Tuesday, April 12th will actually have a Sierra Nevada tap takeover. You should do yourselves a favor and check that out. San Fernando Brewing Company still doing what they're doing out there in San Fernando. Actually, will have the Kogi truck at their taste room this Thursday, the 31st, which I definitely think you guys should definitely check out. Thank you all once again for tuning in to Lager Than Life. I want to thank Snuggles here from 818 Brewing for coming on today and being an awesome guest. And everybody, please remember to drink responsibly. That's the most important thing. And this is Dan DeLeon with KPCRadio.com signing off.